that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Fuck that shit, man. Nah, man.
No.
What?
You will fall and want to talk about
Man. No, put your headphones on, man. Put your headphones on. We recording now. You out here bullshitting. Nah, you bullshitting. You sit here trying to roll up your stinking ass backwoods that nobody wants to smoke but you.
Yeah, why you wanna... smoking
them? I don't smoke it no more.
What? How you going? What? What, nigga?
No more.
All right, then. Don't worry about it.
Don't pass it.
Okay.
You better pass it. Yeah.
Toward that shit. Fuck me up over there, CJ. Thank you. Oh, matter of fact, I don't need that shit. Give me the shit.
Dave over here. Don't worry about his fucking
phone. But I had a what's name.
Dave over here. Worry about his fucking phone.
My phone.
Yeah.
Got power now.
Got power now.
Boot good? Instagram.
You got juice? Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You're already.
And we
get
got...
Get the fuck out of here. I've been waiting to say that all day.
Nah, because you on some real bullshit real
nah,
quick.
Nah, fuck that.
No, real quick. Why the fuck do you have a video of me, bro? Why are you recording me without my consent?
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking
Did
about.
Did you not say you don't eat pork?
I don't eat pork no more.
I caught you eating pork.
Why are you recording it though? Why the fuck are you recording it though?
I don't want to hear you talking about you ain't eat no pork, and you were smiling with it.
Yeah, you were really, really
laughing hard. Greasy pork lips. Greasy hands.
When was
from
that
the pork?
When
that's
was
been
that
fried
shit recorded?
Pork grease.
When was that shit recorded?
Don't worry about it.
I don't like it.
Just no use. I like pork.
I don't like pork. Do not listen to this motherfucker, because he's a goddamn liar.
How
man.
Your belly feel?
I probably shit it bad that night, too.
Crying and shit.
Trying to eat fucking nasty ass
that
swine
ain't
food.
Pork. Next time I put in the wrap with rice, Chipotle.
I fucking hate this nigga, man. Shout out to our fucking engineer, CJ. CJ's birthday. CJ's birthday and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, his birthday. Shout out to CJ.
How old are you turning, CJ?
Hey, birthday.
53. Yay, 55.
Dick, shut up, Dave. Shut the fuck up, Dave. My nigga CJ is turning fucking 33. He's the fucking Everclear master. He's the motherfucking master engineer of the Dirty Water Podcast.
Come on.
He makes sure we do our fucking job, even though I don't think he likes doing his job with us. But I don't know. I'm just talking shit. And
he's
I promise
the only
him,
nigga I know that talks shit with face expressions when we recording.
What?
He gives that nigga you fucking up.
Ah, that's
a
fact.
Shit's hot.
Yeah.
Or what the fuck is this?
Move the mic closer. Why was you doing this and doing that as he's trying to clear shit up? So shout out to our nigga CJ, man. Happy motherfucking born day. And I promise I'm going to take this fucking shot of fucking Everclear. I don't want to take
this. Already took mine.
Yeah, Moses took his. Dave ain't take one. He ain't shit. It's all
I
good.
I will not partake.
OG took a shot. Let me take mine.
A moment of silence probably take this. Chest
damn.
Head is burning.
Every time.
Throbbing.
Every time I fucking take a shot of that shit, man. That's the last shot I'm fucking taking for you too, CJ. You fuck you, nigga. Fuck that, man. God
my
damn.
Drink that shit. I feel like my beard grow 2 inches.
That shit touched my fucking soul, man. We can call that clean water. This Dirty Water Podcast. This is episode, 46, right, guys?
Yay.
Maybe. Shut the maybe.
Yay.
shout out to the Ville, man. What up, man? Eastside, what up? West Side, South Side, North Side, Hope Mills, what up? Raleigh, what up? Durham, what up? All that good shit. Shout out to the Indians on the East Side.
All the natives.
The natives, man. The natives. They keep a blade. Keep a blade.
Unc wasn't smoking no sour this one.
No, a lot of natives.
You won't smoking no sour then?
They ain't no sour.
They ain't no sour. What it tastes? What it tastes like?
Tastes like that other.
Tastes like Everclear.
The whole inside of my fucking stomach fucking feels like fucking Everclear.
Yeah, you about to shit in 2 seconds.
Chill out, bro.
One. Two.
Shitty butt. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Stomach shine like a machine gun.
Yo, my nigga, though, real shit. Why does Walmart always hire the older motherfuckers to check your receipts when you walking out, though?
Come on, B. It's an easy job for them.
Okay, easy job, check the receipt. But what if a nigga stealing, though?
They got the cameras now.
What loss prevention is for, my man.
So now, you know what I'm saying, just helping them out.
What the fuck the cameras gonna do? What the cameras gonna do?
No, loss prevention is the people walking around acting like they shopping. They not. They looking for people stealing.
They really got shit like that?
Yes, nigga. That's what loss prevention for. Yep. Mm-hmm. Niggas walking around Walmart with a little headset that you can't see.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looking at you. Stealing.
Follow you around the store and shit. Mm-hmm. I've heard of those type of things, but I didn't know how true it was.
Yeah, you look stupid.
I don't be feeling like I get. Well, I don't go to Walmart anyway, but I don't be feeling like I can get followed around. Or I ain't paying it. Well, I'm paying for shit, so
you know
I shouldn't feel that way, right?
Some of they feel like some of the old people nice and want to work do something.
Nah, man, because what motherfucker like? Nah, fuck you. You ain't seen my receipt. I keep on walking. What they gonna do?
They ain't gonna do shit.
Nah, they ain't.
So what's the purpose? What are they preventing? What are they stopping?
They're not lost.
They're nice to the customers. They're not worried about it. They got security outside anyway.
Man, leave my receipt alone, man.
Got the little security dude with the little cart. I mean, his little yellow lights going around. Bumping Nelly and
Don't disrespect them old people. You're going to be doing that in a couple of years, nigga.
Who, me? Mm-hmm. You think so?
Hello, welcome to Walmart.
Nah, bro. I'm trying to set my life up to where I ain't depending on retirement or nothing. I'm trying to create my own retirement.
Yeah, you're a welcome to Walmart face ass nigga.
Ooh. What's going on around here?
Welcome to Walmart. You too, nigga.
You the same
Why
way.
Why is Dave so disrespectful today?
I don't know what's wrong.
He like, Dave don't look like he would be the delivery guy for the Chinese people or some shit. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Come on, man.
Delivery for Chinese people.
Yeah.
Try again.
Nah, real shit.
When have you ever seen a black guy delivering Chinese food?
My nigga. That's my how nigga. You know. That's why you ain't from the East Side.
My nigga.
That's why you ain't
from the East Side. It's a black dude.
Delivering Chinese food.
Yeah, got, real shit.
Like, honestly, ain't trying to be funny. He got messed up.
Nah, yeah. They robbed him all kind of fucked up shit. Nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But.
It happens.
Sounds about right.
That's crazy itself, because I ain't trying to be funny.
Yeah, so you like you could be doing that.
Yeah,
sure.
Nah, what the fuck? I had it, but I forgot.
You ain't shit.
You ain't shit. I ain't got no time.
Try again.
Shout out to Walmart, I guess. I don't be up in that motherfucker.
You moving the dollies. That's what the fuck he be doing if he was at Walmart.
In the back,
with the vest on. Hey, yo, get the fuck out of here. Just put the boxes over here.
That's the niggas that get all the merchandise. I will be him. All the TVs and shit gotta come through me.
I'm an electrician. Ain't
you
don't
move
shit.
Them in, moving them out.
You know what I'm saying?
Boss. Right.
I'm electrician. Ain't showing shit but what the price is. How much is this TV? 300. Just say 4 right there. We'll go take it up there. Yeah.
With no price stickers on it.
Yeah. Fuck you asked me for. You work here.
Too many damn
questions. I'm on break. Walmart niggas always on break. I'm on break.
Walmart niggas always on break.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Real talk.
Nah.
Real talk.
Nah. I had a homie that was working
at Walmart. Ask me about the TV. See what I say.
I had a homie that was working at Walmart. That nigga ain't never answered the phone when he was at work.
Yeah, he was on break.
What the fuck you talking about? Was it?
I'm on board.
That's because the nigga was in the front of the store checking receipts.
Yo, Dave. Yo, he listens. He's gonna get you for that one. That's funny.
Should have did better, nigga.
Nah, he was in the produce.
He was checking receipts.
No, bro.
Shout out to him. Hopefully he moved up.
Nah, he chilling now.
Shout out to him.
He needs to be chilling at Walmart though.
I don't even be going to Walmart no more, nigga. I don't even fuck with Walmart. I don't buy no food out of there, none of that shit. Nah, real shit.
Every now and then.
Nah, man. I try. Well, at least I try not to. Yeah, I got in an argument with a homie earlier. You know, I was ordering some wings. Nigga said, "Yeah, I need all flats though. Anytime I order wings, it's all flats." Are y'all them type of niggas? Like, are y'all all drums or all flats, or y'all cool with the mixture?
I'm just cool with the mixture. I mean, I can't hate no nigga because he wants something different. It's a damn.
I like all flats. But
you an all flat nigga?
It's not necessary, but I do like all flats. So.
And it depends on.
I would take all drums.
But see, it depends on what the chicken look like. It ain't no steroid chicken.
You look like an all drum nigga.
You look like an all flat nigga. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Because I was looking at this nigga like, nigga, well, if I had to choose, I mean, I'm a mixture. But if I was just like, yo, I'm a choose all of one.
I can see that. Them flats. Them drums.
They went all.
Drums and flats.
They went all the bones.
All the bones.
Yeah.
There we go. Moving on.
I fucking hate Dave, man.
He said he like all the bones.
What you always?
Right.
Fuck y'all niggas.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck y'all niggas, man.
You could have went harder than that.
Battle rap, man. Battle rap.
Let's talk about it.
I'm not into the battle rap that heavy.
All right, I'm going to give you my opinion on the battle rap.
Go ahead.
Ain't. Recently been into it, but I've been catching up.
Why you gotta do your voice like that though? Let's say you was catching up.
Listen.
Yeah, get your shit together, bro. Go ahead, man.
I want to smash you.
I don't know what the hell you talking about. You tripping like Smokey over there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Smash shit out of you.
Up in Debo's pigeon coop.
Word. Sweating like a slave.
Here we go.
Only person to get me out was my mama.
Nah, but I think battle rap is necessary for the culture. Something different.
Cover your mouth.
That shit ain't different, man. It should have been out for years, man.
It's been out for years, but I'm just saying it's different than just listening to tracks. And freestyling ain't really out no more, right? Other than BET.
Ain't nobody freestyling.
So I feel like right now that's.
And them niggas in the battle rap ain't
freestyling. They ain't freestyling either. They writing that shit.
Yeah, they got 3 months to write that shit. Them niggas.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying like.
It's different though.
It's different. Because sometimes they might bust a freestyle just because
they
change up.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, they'll add some shit.
Yeah, they might add some. Old stuff might be ready, but every time they might add something just because. Or what's going down now, way somebody gave him the attitude. So I just like that, you know what I'm saying? Just like different kind of swags. Everybody got a different kind of swags. What I don't like is if somebody sound like that, don't do they swag. Do your own, like find something different. Still hit the bars, but everybody growl though.
When you watching the battle rap, what are you looking for as far as like the win though? Like, cause if I'm watching a battle, I'm looking to see how disrespectful are you gonna get.
The punchline delivery and the way it is, like, but everybody's different.
The delivery throws me off a little bit. But go ahead. Because a crowd booing and everything, and then they start repeating. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what veers me away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
You gotta understand. It's just like. It's crazy like a basketball game. You can't control nobody's reaction when they dunk on nigga crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's true. You want to be quiet, like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the reaction is needed. You need that. You need that to get that person hype or to get that person mad to be like, oh, y'all really think that's hot? Watch how I'm going to do it. And that's what they do. It's not all the way that crowd. You know what I'm saying? Just because you might hear that crowd the first time, don't mean you lost. Because you already, it might hype that person up. That's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear your opponent really, like, with the crowd being silent because it's dead. Then, like, you know you won. I don't want to watch it no more. I want to watch it when both, you know what I'm saying, like a real fight.
I be wanting to hear the delivery, though. Like, to me, I be wanting to hear them go get their shit off. And then when they're done, then the crowd is doing what they're doing, deciding, talking about what they said there. But I guess at the same time, you don't grasp everything.
Yeah, either. But all right.
And that one listen, you know what I'm saying?
The way the delivery is and the way they be spitting, you need that crowd, especially with Twerk, the way he round. The way he does stuff is for that crowd to get hyped, to get you in there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He tall as fuck, so he just uses his body. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying, like, performance. Not everybody use their body when they perform, and they might stand there and just be cool with it. You know what I'm saying? But you still, it's just how you are. You just can't stand there and just rap. And niggas be like, what the fuck is you talking about? You got to really, like, get in there, nigga.
Right.
So, it's something, I just like because it's something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of rap out here, but, like,
Dave, you deep into that battle rap shit?
No. I used to listen to it more than I do now, but nah, I'm not. Kind of. All the niggas just keep saying the same shit over and over again, kind of.
Mm.
If I hear about a battle with somebody I knew or whatever, I'll check it out. But I do enjoy it, but I'm not into it as much as I used to be. But they are making a lot of money now. They making the most money than they ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that definitely is necessary. They traveling from state to state. They going overseas. They battling. Everybody getting their bag.
When you was watching Into a Heavy, what wins a battle to you?
I don't know. It's different people bring different shit. It's delivery. You got wordplay. You got
right.
It just depends on how you fucking and then the crowd sometimes sway you a certain way.
Mm.
So you know, just depends on who you listening to.
I know one of the ones I used to really like to see battle was Cassidy, but that was a long time ago, and I've been hearing he been getting his ass handed to him lately.
Cassidy's just looking.
I think he got a battle that came out.
He's
not
making
too long
me mad. He's just looking like a mad man. Like, Cassidy, let me get it. Like,
Cassidy getting a bag, nigga.
He getting a bag,
right? I mean,
of course,
to get his
like
money.
He always gonna get the bag. Don't get it twisted. Everybody's getting the bag. Don't get it twisted. But what I'm saying is, like, with you still like doing battle rap, right? You was that man at that time. You still can't think you the man at the time. It's like you playing, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, playing basketball, like Jordan was the man, but that don't mean he's still the man and somebody can take him. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, like.
Cassidy was the man battling in within the industry. He wasn't the battle rap nigga.
Yeah.
Because by the time battle rap came around, he wasn't battle rapping.
But
he was a rapper, like, in the industry that was spitting hard, and it was totally different.
Because
you wasn't
that,
really coming
yeah.
at the nigga, you was just spitting your fucking verse. You
yeah,
know?
And it's different. But at the same time, he got to keep up. It changed now.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't be, oh, I'm still in the 20s. Nah, nigga. Oh,
yeah, you know why you can? Because he done did it,
but at the same time, did, like,
it,
did you did
and
you
he's
watch
getting,
the
what I'm saying is he's getting way more money than the nigga that's coming up new is getting it just from what he did back in the
yeah.
day. So he could do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he can,
do.
But at the same time, if you want to still be that king and that kind of thing.
It's up to them other niggas to knock his fucking crown off, you know what I mean? To dethrone the nigga.
It kind of did. You know what I mean? Have you watched the battle? But
I have watched it. He lost that last battle.
You
I think
see
who
what I'm
was
saying?
It? It was with Goods.
Yeah.
It was with Goods. Yeah, he lost that, but then he had another.
Y'all niggas know the names and shit. I don't even know the names.
He had one that's coming on tonight.
Yeah, a new one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think he lost paper from that? No, nigga.
No.
He ain't lose no paper.
The paper's not the thing. I'm just talking about We ain't talking about money.
Reason why I'm talking about money, because I don't think Cass is doing it to be the biggest battle rapper ever. He's doing it for the fucking bag, of course.
You know? Like, yeah.
He don't give a fuck about them niggas.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
He don't care about that. Okay. What I'm saying is, talk my shit.
If you still that dude, because don't get the twist, that first round was tough. But what I'm telling you, he got so hyped, it fucked him up. And then what's the name with his lines really fucked him up.
Goods ain't, ain't nothing to fuck with, though.
But Arsenal ain't nothing to fuck with. So
he's is that who he battling? He battling Arsenal? Yeah. See, and then that's the funny part. Like, these niggas is, they putting Cassidy against heavy hitters. Like he not, like, you know what I mean? Like you were saying, he's not the nigga no more, but still.
I'm not saying
he's not starting at the bottom, is what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is
he damn sure ain't
he can't
at
think
the
like the rhymes in 2006.
God thing like
you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. If he was doing his homework and been watching it and keeping up, because I don't it's a check. But at the same time, it's still a battle, nigga. When niggas box or when niggas watch football, what they do, watch tapes.
Yeah.
Watch niggas how
try to analyze.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. See how they going to flow so you can kill them. What was you really doing? You just can't come with Arm Cassidy. That's why I just felt. That's why I feel like he got killed, because he was like, I'm just Cassidy.
Didn't Rain 910 do Battle Rap at 1.2?
Who?
That's y'all nigga. I don't know.
I think I want to say he did. He was doing some battling. Well, shout out to the Ville.
Shit. Yeah, Cass going to probably lose this one too.
Yeah, it might. I don't know. I just feel like it just. I just want that good.
But
battle.
Y'all think he ain't got it no more, or what is it?
From that last battle, man.
Like Moses, like Moses was saying, it's a different game out there. It's not the same game as him rapping back in the day. Like, it's a little bit more disrespectful. They doing research on you niggas. They calling your mom's name out. They calling your daughter's name out. I don't know if he's not rapping that's, like he prepared for that shit.
That's what I'm for.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you gotta be prepared for, but that wasn't
his type of battling when he was coming out, is what we said.
I feel you. But I mean, if anybody's gonna jump into that world, they need to understand that that's what the fuck is gonna come with it. Mm-hmm. So if you jumping in there, well, nigga, you better do it too.
Nah, cause some niggas don't like some niggas.
Like I said, I'm for who's gonna be the most disrespectful.
I like the professionalism of it.
Yeah, we know what you mean, man. You got it.
But sometimes it do get violent. Like, look at Mook. Like, he really.
Yeah, niggas fighting and shit, right?
Yeah, but see, his mom passed. You know how niggas like.
I'm not touching that.
You know
what
I'm saying? Your feeling, like, I ain't trying to be funny, but your feelings. I'm not touching death. So I can't get mad at him.
Now you ain't touching death, but you want to hear some disrespectful shit.
I'm not gonna touch a death on somebody's mother. I'm talking about if I'm battling. Some people don't really know.
They might be done wrote a rhyme or like they said. Like they you know what I'm saying?
That nigga knew, bro.
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
But he said he didn't know. But Dave, like, yeah, come on. Know.
Dave, I would expect it, but I wouldn't touch it. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Some people going to do that just to fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that might be an easy win for them. You just fuck it all up. You know what I'm saying? Because that was
fuck
easy
up their whole
move. Yeah. Because they, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand too, like, it's still a contract. Like, you still got to finish that. So you don't fuck that up. Now you got to do it again for free.
Not for free.
He really don't. But I'm saying, if you really want to do it for the culture,
he ain't got to do it for free.
because Tay had said that.
What?
When he had did a battle, like, something had happened, I guess.
Who? Tay who?
Tay Rock.
Yeah, that's Tay Rock. You talking about Murder Mook. Murder Mook is a bigger stable than Tay Rock is. In the rap. And if he got his contract right, you're going to give me half of when I sign up. And when I get there, you're going to give me my other half. You know what I mean? Whether I'm gonna get my other half of the money before I even rap, my
they
nigga.
Got the money.
So
whether the show must go on, whether the show finish or not,
I'm getting my fucking paper.
In the contract, you still gotta breach your contract, right?
Hmm?
They get the money, but I'm saying he still gotta.
Once you get the money, then you get the money.
You still probably gotta do another
you
show.
You think them URL niggas gonna sue him for the money back?
No, they're not gonna sue him for the money back. But you don't think? Watch, I think it's gonna be.
They getting them views anyway.
That's a fact.
They getting the views anyway,
but they still have to do it.
Matter of fact, that might be even more views because them niggas start scrapping on stage. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing, like, like you said, it's different levels, but I feel like you still have to do it again.
You feel like that as a fan. Niggas ain't got to do shit over. As soon as they get that bag.
I'm saying there's a contract. That's what I'm saying.
No fucking contract, man. When you give me that bag,
it's over.
It's over. Contract it's closed, over. Nigga. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You talking about contract. You pay me when I get there? And you gave me all my money because I got half of it before?
We don't know the contract. You ain't got the answers, Dave.
That's how they should be, at least. That's how most performances is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. We don't know.
Well, speaking of contracts.
Contracts.
I seen something where California.
It's a good argument. I like it.
California is passing a bill starting in 2023. Where they gonna allow college students to receive endorsement deals for playing
it's
college
fuck
ball?
It up.
Huh? That's good. That's great. All the fucking money these college students be, you know what I mean, bringing in as far as like ticket sales, apparel, merchandise. You know what I mean? They can get endorsement deals from what? I guess Nike, Adidas, or somebody.
It's gonna be crazy. I think it's just lit the kids up. Whoever doing sports be like, okay, I can really do something in this. So
it's gonna be kind of crazy.
It's good.
It's gonna be kind of crazy because it's just California.
I just like to see how they go.
They gonna be stacked
see
up.
How it is.
I mean, they gonna be stacked up. Hey, Cali, as far as like athletes, that. I feel like because they gonna know they can go out and get paid. Like picture somebody like Zion that was playing with Duke that bust through his Nike shoes playing college ball, ain't getting paid for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, what if he would have really got injured, hurt, and couldn't play ball no more?
Yeah.
And he wasn't even getting paid.
That would have been good for the baller kids. They should have played for.
But, I mean, do you think college students should get paid for playing sports?
I mean, not because they love it, but I'm saying at the same time, like, it's different now, like.
If they getting
endorsements and they gotta do all this stuff, yeah, they should get paid.
If they getting money made off them, they should get paid. Nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? They gotta do something and do it like commercially and get paid for it. Yeah.
Multi millions being made.
But like just playing the game, no. But I don't know how stuff goes.
Bro, I checked the tickets to go try to see.
Pay them niggas, man.
I checked the tickets to go try to go to a Duke and Carolina game. And the shit was up, it was like $1,500. And is any of that money going towards any of those players that's on that court?
It was $1,500?
Just for one ticket.
Oh, damn.
Like, I mean, it was Duke and Carolina. It was Zion. You know what I mean?
You watched it on TV.
RJ Barrett. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what I did.
Fuck up. I'm a North Carolina nigga, but fuck all that.
Just saying.
They getting $1,500 a ticket. They need to pay them niggas.
They need to pay them.
You know what I mean? They need to pay them.
They need to pay them.
Or find out a way for
if
them
they
to
doing,
get paid.
Yeah, if they doing that, yeah, they need to pay them niggas because, God, what's really going on?
That's what I'm saying.
They got them in the video games without their names on the jersey. Look like
them.
Well,
hold up. Nah, as far as video games, I haven't seen any NCAA video games lately. I don't know if they still have them.
Well, before they did.
But that is correct. They
damn,
did. They
that's
did.
Right.
Though.
I
yeah.
haven't seen
lately.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
But look
but
at how many
them games.
But at the same time, look at how many fucking UNC jerseys are being sold or Duke jerseys are being sold, and you get what I'm saying? Like that. Those dudes, 18, 19 years old, 20 years old, they not seeing none of that. I mean, yeah, they got the full scholarship. I mean, I guess that's their way of saying that's how y'all get paid. But
and they just started feeding them niggas, so you know what I mean, which is crazy. Niggas having a hard time eating back in the day. You know what I mean? Playing for these teams that's making millions of dollars.
It's gonna be a lot of injuries.
And then it'll work out for the school too, because it'll keep them in the school for. 4 years.
Right, right, right.
Instead of leaving.
Instead of leaving after one.
To go, you know what I mean, to the NBA. Right. They already making money, then they should. They might just stay and...
Stay and do the... Yeah, right, you might. You know what I mean?
But not even just might be good. Not even just to...
get the education.
Not even just the basketball players. I mean, the football players, too.
Right, all that.
Yeah. Half of them do, but half of them still graduate with some because they already understand, like, just in case this don't work out, I got something else to make a big bucks.
Half of them niggas, if they had the chance... I mean, all of them. If they had the chance to leave college and go to the league, they going to the league.
Oh, yeah. Because
they're going to go get the check.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're going to go get the fucking check.
They need to pay them niggas, man.
But can you blame them?
Most of them still like, they still do that.
Can you blame them?
If they still do that, they still, like, take off, feel like, do something else. I don't know. But like you said, they still got to get the check.
Man. I mean.
Nigga throwing that check in your people face, want, I can't blame
you. People want to get paid. I mean, some of these kids are coming from nothing.
Man, pay them, though. If they paying that right. much for that ticket, damn.
Some of these kids are coming from nothing, tired of seeing their mama living the way they living.
Every time.
Welcome to the east side where it's always some fucking sirens. But, yeah, pay them. So, guys, I'm doing this thing at the crib now where I, every Sunday morning... You know what I mean? Me and the fam, I get to pick a movie. They let me pick the movies. Right? So this morning, we picked Bebe's Kids. Do y'all remember Bebe's Kids?
Oh, classic. Of course. Classic.
Classic. My son never seen it. He's 10 years old. Man, he was up in there laughing the whole entire time. So I remember watching Bebe's Kids with Dave when we was around his age. Cause I seen it came out in 92.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's my man name in there?
Robert Harris.
Robert Harris. Rest in peace. He did his thing. Hilarious.
Robert Harris was a funny.
Your mama's so stupid. Somebody told her it was chilly outside. She wouldn't got a
She would have got a bar.
Yeah, that was funny. That was the first time I heard that joke.
Niggas was killing it,
that
too.
Was funny.
Dave, I remember that joke, right? And for the simple fact that I just heard it again and still died laughing, I'm like, I was laughing the whole movie. I'm like, yo, it's crazy how this shit looks like a cartoon.
It's old as fuck.
Old as hell. And it's like, it's still great. I still laugh.
It's like watching Martin.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching Martin the other day. These niggas had green cabinets, purple walls.
The green sofa.
Green sofa.
Green leather sofa.
That shit was so 90s. It was disgusting. Their refrigerator was yellow. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? This just looks like, it looks horrible in this apartment. But that shit was hard.
Decorator was like, yeah, this looks good.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah. This is lit.
They funny. You don't care. Yeah.
Nah, it was lit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The other funny thing about Bebe's Kids was like, damn, what the fuck was Bebe? I ain't see her the whole entire...
That's the whole point. Taking care of her kids.
Yeah. Bebe's Kids. She came at the last minute. You ain't still ain't seen her.
Man, little Pee Wee running around here with a stinking ass diaper. Ain't nobody walking around with fresh diapers. I definitely ain't see old girl with a diaper bag.
The whole
little girl thinks she's grown. Little boy hard. Punching people.
Oh, he was gangster. Had a blade up on it. Like,
that was
like,
Tone Loc. Tone Loc.
Oh, man.
It was the baby, yeah. Yeah.
This was the other crazy part. They went had a romantic stroll in the boat and shit. Left the kids. Oh, we ain't gonna worry about the kids right now. I'm like, well, how old is these goddamn kids? Y'all just let roaming around this fucking fun world.
And the thing, like, the kids is like whooping them niggas' ass.
The little girl was like 10, 12 or something like that.
Something crazy. One of the little white boys, they running around talking about something. Yeah, we got to get away, but as soon as we run me back up with Bebe's Kids, they'll know what to do. I'm like, yo.
They had the gangs out there, the kids taking over. They took over the ship. He was like, come on. I was jumped on the boat trying to get away from the kids.
It's like the Rugrats. Rugrats. Nobody was ever watching them little crazy ass niggas. Yeah. They always left grandpa in charge. That nigga fall asleep. Now they out doing adventures and shit.
Right.
Like, calm your little crazy ass down. Yeah. And then, you know, the little black girl, Susie, she'll pop up And then she quickly disappeared. Like, I gotta go home because
y'all got too much going on for me. y'all got too much going on.
Her parents are like, yeah,
nobody
get your ass
watching
home.
The Rugrats. Nigga.
Get your ass home.
Well,
Grandpa
yeah.
was a freakazoid too.
I don't know what movie I'm gonna pick next for next week.
Oh, Players Club. You trying to get your little man and some shit. Show him some titties, nigga.
I ain't gonna flex. I love Diamond.
There you go.
I ain't gonna flex. I love Diamond.
You don't
want to
shock him like that.
No.
Players Club.
No, I can't show him Players Club at 10. I can't show him Players Club at 10.
Trouble.
right.
You stupid. Don't do that. What the fuck they talking about?
Show what Dollar about, man.
Huh?
Fuck out of here.
You want to show him something?
Yo, make the money. Don't let the money make you.
You want to show him something? You want to show him a real movie?
Right, man.
Show him Baby Boy.
Hey, look, I got some shit in the stash. I'm gonna show him all of that juice.
Show him
bad boys.
Show him how a nigga be calling him. So, is that you? Jody?
Nigga ain't taking care of his responsibility. Living with his mom.
Like a little bitch. Nigga, you's a bitch.
Nah, what about when he woke up, right? Sup, I mean, morning, scrub. She got you a little fort there.
Oh, you fuck about your fort, little
you
nigga.
You fuck about your little fort, little
ain't
nigga.
My son. I'm like, damn, that's hard.
You ain't my dad. You ain't my son, little nigga.
Right. Oh, man, how you gonna let a nigga walk?
I don't want to be your daddy, nigga. Like, damn.
He came in there, got the son, right? Came and got him on the bike. I was like, no.
On the bike.
Yeah, like, I didn't understand that.
Man,
but okay.
You put the little nigga on the handlebars, man.
Like, the mom got a car. I know she would let him borrow it, but okay. But then, nigga's like, you want to come get your son? Come get your son. I don't want to raise him anyway. Then the nigga got hyped up and went out there like, what's up, cuz?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
homeboy
this nigga
there.
Had the audacity. What?
Now, what fuck?
Say that when he came in there.
What fucked me up on
that's
there?
That's him, cuz?
Mm-hmm. What fucked me up on there is when this nigga, Snoop, pulled up on this nigga, rolled the window down, shot at him out of the car.
Mm.
That Jody hooked up and put the dates and shit up. I'm like, yo, my nigga.
Yeah. He like, thought it was a vent because of his hair. I'm
oh,
like, what the
my
fuck?
God. Shout out them old movies, man. Yeah. So, I'm about to be putting on the youngin on some
man,
shit.
Put him
man,
put them on
Players Boys Club. Shut the fuck up, dude.
I don't know. He might like it.
Put him on Boys in the Hood, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that too. For sure.
What about the... what's the Roger Rabbit joint? That shit was a classic.
I don't remember.
What was it? What's that
Roger
movie?
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. That was the name of the movie?
Yeah.
With it was fucking half animated, half fucking acting. That shit was. What was it called? Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Still Roger Rabbit in there.
Yeah. Had the fine ass.
The name sound familiar. I just don't remember.
Let him watch Sin City.
What the fuck is Sin City?
Sin City? Let him watch New Jack City.
Yeah.
Make sure he watch all the black movies.
Nah, I'm gonna put him on. Don't
New
worry.
Jersey Drive.
I'm gonna put yeah. New Jersey Drive.
What up, Moses? What up, Moses?
Huh?
I hear you, nigga.
Yeah, I like that, Lex.
Nah, that's
I like
that's
that.
A good one.
And that's a classic.
That's a classic. I need that. That's
he might classic. Need to wait till like 15 or something.
No, he need to watch that so he get hyped.
He's 10 years old, bro.
So he can get hyped.
Yeah, old boy was smart, though.
I don't want him hyped about stealing cars. I don't want him hyped about stealing cars.
No. He going to go to school and ask his little white friends. Yeah, you heard New Jersey. He watched New Jersey Drive? No, nigga.
No.
No, they haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying. What New Jersey Drive teach you about? Did he not go back to school, though?
Yeah. At the end, yeah.
Why?
I mean, it's always a message.
It's a lesson.
It was always a message at the end of those movies around that time, though.
It's
my
a
nigga,
lesson.
You ain't realized that lesson until now, nigga.
Nah.
You was worried about the nigga stealing
cars. I realized then, just
shit.
Like Belly.
What was the lesson in Belly?
Nigga, you still gonna get fucked up no matter what. Nigga gotta do something he wanna
go
do.
Go back to Africa. Hold up, nigga.
What?
Just go home wherever your home at. You ain't gotta go to Africa. Shut up.
All right, fuck it. I got a question for y'all, and then we out this bitch.
They wouldn't even accept his ass in Africa. That's what I'm saying.
Would y'all
accept you in Africa, nigga?
Would y'all fuck with a chick?
Except you in Tibet.
Y'all niggas stupid.
Tibet got that paper, man. Somebody got some paper.
Yeah, man. Kick you out.
Would y'all fuck with a chick y'all work with?
No. Stupid. Cause problems.
Mm. Know where you work at.
Definitely a little messy.
Sloppy.
A little messy.
So y'all wouldn't.
I did it before.
Didn't come right. Came sloppy. No warning. Right. Keep calling.
What happened, bro?
Nothing happened. Just don't worry.
Me personally, because I look at it like y'all said, yeah, messy. Like, because whoever y'all piss each other off.
Right. When you stop fucking, it's messy.
You gotta see that motherfucker afterwards.
Nobody wants to see you.
That was
get out of my face.
Younger days, though. But if you do flirt with somebody at work, I think you know what's going on. But most of the people just want to jump off, and half the time, you know she crazy.
Ain't nobody got time for all that. That shit is a headache, bro.
So half the time, the man be telling you, like, bro, hey, what's her name? She crazy. Then she hollering at you.
But niggas do it, though.
Yeah, niggas do it.
Some niggas don't give a fuck. All right. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
Some niggas fuck their cousins. Niggas fuck.
Don't give a shit.
That's filthy.
Shout out to the South.
Get out of here, nigga. That's in New York.
No. New York niggas doing it too. Fuck that. New York niggas doing it too.
Niggas don't do that shit.
Yeah, like they from somewhere.
So ain't no New York niggas fucking their cousins.
We cousins, baby.
Oh, what's up? I didn't know that my cousin.
That's Southern style.
Dave, what's up with the homeless up there in New York out there just beating people up with pipes?
Yeah, Virginia.
They're killing niggas.
I don't know. Things happen.
Shit is messy.
Sometimes people gotta die.
Nah.
Yeah, what's up with them killing the homeless? Like,
it was homeless. He walking around with a pipe and shit just killing.
Did they say a homeless person killed a homeless person?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Things happen.
It was in New York.
Homeless have beef too.
Jesus. Something was a cover up.
What the homeless got to beef about?
Territory, man.
Nigga was on his block.
It's cold. It's probably getting colder.
They probably kicked down his house. Nigga, like, y'all kicked down my fort?
What house, nigga?
They got the little cardboard and shit put up.
Fort. Look, man, give a fuck about your little fort, little nigga.
Kick the nigga fort. Like, nigga, what, nigga? Got this little shank. Little fort.
Oh my god.
Shout out to the homeless. There's a lot of homeless out here too.
That's a fact.
Hit him with the fork pack.
It's getting cold. Everybody,
took the black trash bag, wrapped it around.
Everybody buck it down. Get your jackets ready for this cold weather. Might be worse than last year.
North Carolina bums good. They
shout
got
out
a,
to the homeless. Pray for the homeless.
They got a little bridge. Some of them got tents.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
There's more bridges in New York though.
There's more bridges in New York. Ain't nobody sleeping under them bridges. Nigga.
It's cold.
Where the homeless sleep at in New York in the cold?
You gotta ask the homeless. They got fucking shelters. Shelters everywhere. They sleep in the subway. They sleep on the street. They get it in.
When I went to Hawaii, I seen a lot of homeless. Them niggas was sleeping.
Until the police tell me, get up. Hey, get up, get out of here.
California got a lot of homeless too.
Yeah, they were sleeping any and everywhere in fucking Hawaii. I was like, damn. Shit was crazy, man.
I was wondering, like, California probably would try to do a dreams and didn't work out.
Well, the thing is, I believe the laws too, a lot of people choose to be homeless. You know, but they'll go there knowing that the laws protect the homeless and they chilling, you know what I mean? As far as other places.
But I can't do that. Different. Like, yeah, damn. Yeah, man. Dirty all the time?
Nah, I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
I'm trying to ask people. You know, people got different attitudes. So, I mean,
some
people will give out a hand, but I'm not giving you no dollar, bro.
Once you resort to begging, niggas don't give a fuck about being rejected.
That's true.
I mean,
and niggas be coming up off that bread.
That's a
I was at one point. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know more.
What?
Oh, you was like I would give money to the homeless if I see you with a sign and all that. But no more.
Cause I always wonder where'd you get the mark, and I asked him. Where'd you get the sign in that market for that?
Well, yeah.
No, I don't care. I asked.
No, that's a fact. No, because I can never find a pen when I
need it. Like no,
that's a fact. Pins, I can never find a pen.
You got pens, Sharpie.
You just gonna be out there, just CJ, looking crazy.
Where's your Sharpie? You got a fucking Sharpie, CJ. No, but the homeless nigga got one though.
Right now,
like if you homeless, right just gonna be out there.
And he got a pen,
just looking crazy. I would just be out there looking crazy. That's why I give you a dollar. Be like, oh, he really.
I seen a homeless nigga recently. This nigga's socks was too white. I was like, nigga, you almost got me. But hey, nigga, you use Clorox. I can tell.
I don't give a fuck if your socks was too brown. I ain't giving you shit now. So
what homeless people right here is wearing Jordans.
Yeah, I definitely seen
old
that
back
too.
Jesus,
they're probably
shit,
fake Jordans though.
I don't know.
Oh, no. You know what? I did see somebody with an EVZ jacket on.
Telling you, wearing high fashion shit here. I don't understand how you. What the fuck? What kind of bum is you?
First of all, if you homeless, you gotta sell it, my nigga. Why you got shoes on? Be out there with no shoes. Put your shoes in a bush. Take your shirt off. Put your raggedy shit on. Sell it to me.
Yeah, make that shit look realistic.
You supposed to be looking.
Make me feel.
Yeah, you supposed to be looking like Splinter with flip flops.
Word.
Rat feet.
Jesus.
Now you fully clothed.
You know what I'm saying?
Begging and shit.
Yeah.
Skin all like, clean and shit. And you know what, too?
You're supposed to have a white t-shirt that looks beige, dirty.
It's a lot of white people. A lot of fucking homeless white people out here just misusing their privilege, B. If you homeless and you white, you misusing your privilege.
That's how you know Dave, man. He said B. Go ahead.
Word. Facts. You heard that?
Yeah, I heard
that shit just
slipped
out.
I was like, God damn, this nigga mad. Go ahead.
I'll drive through here.
I'm sick of it too.
See all these fucking homeless white people just misusing their privilege, dogs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You better go do something, dogs. You got great white skin. Get it popping, dogs. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homeless black people. We really struggling out here.
You got black skin. Get it popping, dogs.
y'all niggas too. Huh? That's a fact.
I'm sick of it.
Well, I told niggas y'all was shouting out the broke niggas that won't try. I'm tired of that shit.
I'm sorry.
At least the homeless trying, right? Yeah, there were signs.
They ain't trying shit.
Yeah, you're right. They ain't trying to do
shout
a goddamn
to the homeless though. It's about to get cold.
Yeah, it's definitely about to get cold.
Still smoking crack, you stupid.
You smoke crack, don't you?
There's definitely new drugs out here.
Man, rest in peace to the 7-year-old boy.
Crack baby.
7-year-old boy.
Rich crack baby.
Chill out, man. This is real.
Okay, let's go.
The 7-year-old boy here in the Ville. Seems like he was beaten by his mother. Looks like, because he had a lot of wounds and abuse going on with him. And that she's arrested, and also the boyfriend too. So, man, like, you know, just the abuse on children, man. Let's just chill out. Like, it's not that serious. They ain't stressing you out that bad,
right?
You know what I mean? Like,
listen, if you have a child and you feel like you can't care for them, there's always a adoption. You still can leave kids at the fire station. I would rather you.
This happened right here in the Ville too. Right.
I would rather you give your kid up than to abuse them
to the point to where at least
that they
death?
Die. That's, I mean, abuse them. Period. Not to the point of nothing. Just abuse them. If you can't take care of your kids and you don't want to, you know what I mean, you don't want to deal with them, give your kids up. You ain't got to abuse them. Somebody else can take care of them. That's ridiculous. It's not. How old was the kid?
Seven years old.
There's nothing a 7-year-old
right
can do to deserve to die from.
Right. You know, he ain't even asked to be here.
Right. Exactly.
At first and foremost, he ain't even asked to be here.
First of all, it's like, what's going on with the discipline now? Like, discipline back in the day, like, you got your butt, but you didn't get beat the shit out of. You know what I'm saying?
Seven, so, like. Dogs.
And then, like, that's another thing. Like, past 7, you're not whooping nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? He already know by your voice not to even do nothing. So it's like,
you
don't
need
to. Yeah, like, what is you really doing? So,
And then if people see signs, like, what is you doing? So you just letting it go along, then something happened. No, what was you really doing? That's what pissed me off. Don't even say, like, I seen signs. Because if you seen signs, you ain't do shit about it. That's what pisses me off.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you basically say,
I didn't do nothing about it. But I still knew, like, what the fuck? That pisses me off. That's nothing to really get excited about. That's nothing really to say. That fucking pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah, you see something, say something.
Say something. You should have punched him the fuck out. What the fuck is you doing there?
Right, right. That's a fact.
Well, the mother and the boyfriend both been arrested, so. But go ahead.
But, like, and you know what happens after that in jail. Some of them niggas got kids. They do not fuck with that. They going to get fucked up. They going to get fucked up. So, like,
shit happens.
With the mother, like, what was you doing? Like, I don't know, but, like, what the fuck? Because that was a stepdad, right?
Sound like it.
The dad was the stepdad. Like, any situation, you just stepdad, you shouldn't put your hands on nothing. You just, like, if I'm coming in and stepdad, I'm not putting my hands on nothing. I'm just talking to shorty. Let her deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to even go that route, but the way I move is different. Everybody's different. You play your part. You're not as dead. You know what I'm saying? Right. What is you doing anyway? And best believe is dead. Like, really want to clap. I don't know.
We don't know
what's
situation.
Going on.
Yeah,
but if I'm that around. Nigga's dead, like, right. I know he's like.
But he's definitely
ooh,
stepdad.
Like, you like.
Definitely stepdad.
Boy, if he really knew. But if he knew signs, like, what the fuck was going on?
Right.
So, you got to check up.
It's fucked up.
That makes me, like, want to check up on my kid every time.
Makes me want to just keep a close eye on my kid.
Yeah, just some stuff I feel like just makes everybody, like, please, dog. If you separated and got baby mamas, y'all good and everything, check on the kid. I know everybody do, but I'm just saying some that might don't. Like, someone might have to give the child support and can't even fuck with shorty. But at least try to see what's really going on. Because he might want to talk to you and he even can't. Because childs do stuff, you know what I'm saying? They can't be rebellious, not everybody. You got some good kids just following what mom say, don't even know about the dad, or just following what dad say, don't know about the mom. But
being in your child's life.
Yeah.
Please.
More of the story.
Please.
No, like, honestly, no abuse. Like, even with my son, I don't even, like, do nothing. I don't touch him. Just talk. You know what I'm saying? He's at the age now, we just talk. And besides that, I never, like, spank him like that hard anyway. Like, what the fuck? I can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so, I think my kid only got, like, 2 times beaten. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even bad like that, but any other time, like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you just got to know your kid.
I'm different. Like, I ain't saying, like, yeah, like.
I ain't saying don't go upside your kid's head. Yeah. Some of them niggas need that shit. That's
some of them is, like, don't get it twisted. Everybody knows some of them got bad kids.
Some of them niggas need a foot in their ass.
Not no goddamn abuse like that. Like, right. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, the death. Right. Like, what the fuck is you really doing?
If
you doing that, you really need to go somewhere else. I feel like.
Need
you
help
feel
yourself.
Like, yeah.
Hey, Moses, would you bring another kid into his life? Into his world?
Yeah.
I hear what you say.
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Cool.
Dave, would you? I know you don't have
I don't
any
got
kids.
No kids.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I plan on having kids, but yeah. Let's do it. Let's get
kids
popping,
is a beautiful
man.
Thing. Kids can change a whole lot of people's lives.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't want to bring another innocent life into this cruel world.
What you think it's going to get better or it's going to get worse?
The world?
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. As the way I look at it, if
I'm scared for my 2 kids now.
But the thing is,
no, your kids might be the change. In
you know what I'm saying?
I
that's
hope
the
so.
Thing.
I plan to guide them that way. But go ahead, Moses.
When you bring a life in, you never know what you're bringing in. A lot of greats that we seen, they might never know what they brought in.
That's real.
But the way they was raised, what made them what they are. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right, so, right, right.
That's what the greatness of, like, truly not just parents, everybody around them. Because even us, we know it don't just take your parents, it takes everybody, your uncles and everybody. You see a lot of stuff. So you learn everything from everybody. Your parents, they cool, but they not that cool to you until, like, later on.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, your uncles and stuff is the coolest. Right. So you looking up the old heads that's really doing something. If you really looking up the right people, because if you got a dumbass uncle, you all up on him, you just about stupid shit.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? You already following stupid shit. We all know what you're going to be about.
Right. You learn from observation.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, stop playing, bro. Like,
and experience.
That's why niggas, say from the OGs, and people say OGs, and even the gangsters with the OGs.
Right.
They follow them because they knew what they was really doing. They don't follow no OGs that's fucking stupid. That's why they successful they self. Who the fuck follows the OG that was really stupid and not really successful they self?
Nah, some stupid OGs.
Hold on.
Stupid OGs.
But at the same time.
Fuck out of here. Some stupid OGs.
Listen, but at the same time, if they did learn something from that stupid OG, they know how not to move.
Okay,
so
yeah,
in the lesson,
they
still learn.
I say that the smart ones. Because some niggas that follow the stupid OGs and they end up in the same place as those stupid OGs end up, which is in jail.
In jail for suckers.
Right. That's what I say. Maybe, and that's the thing too, like, what's the real OGs? Because even the OGs that's in jail, they half of them don't even want to be there, and they tell them, don't even come here.
The real OGs is the ones
if you do, I got you. You know
what
I'm saying?
The real OGs is the ones that's giving you the game for free. That made it through it all.
Right. You got to give both ends of the situation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That made it through
this,
it all. Right.
This make it happen.
But
this possibly
okay,
can happen.
Let me ask you this. I always
you
got to
get the pros and the cons of everything.
I want to
ask you. You got to steer niggas the right direction.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? OG ain't supposed to steer you in the wrong direction.
There you go.
Okay, let me tell you this. Do you think an OG should always try to tax people for coming in the hood?
Depends on what type of business you in, my nigga.
I think that just depends on the region. I don't know. You know what I mean? Certain hoods and certain areas is different.
But don't you think it's fair? Especially if you just coming in somebody's hood claiming that, you know what I'm saying, they know that?
Like I said, it depends on what type of business you into, my nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Trying to take over nigga money.
Nah, it's just like, okay, like, listen.
You got it. You know what type of game you into, nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the same time, if you on somebody block, you in somebody's area, and they doing what they doing, you got to pay, my nigga. I feel like they going to play. Yeah, they going to have to pay. Like, I'm sorry. If it's really popping there.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen. Certain regions is different, though. That's how I look at it. Because I don't think that type of shit goes on in every area.
It's a capitalist country, no matter what
there you
situation
go.
It's in. Yeah. Nigga. If there's money to be made and you're trying to cut in on somebody's shit, you
make
have a
it.
Problem. No, you're going to have a problem.
No, you're going to definitely have a problem because somebody want to talk to you.
Right.
Somebody want to talk to you. You know what I mean? And I think most of the time they want to talk to you nicely. And be like, you know, go about your business.
I think it is like
most of the time.
It just lets you know. But at the same time, it's a lot of them out there like don't give a fuck. But they, I don't know. A lot of people respect them and don't care. You know what I'm saying? We done heard it from a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Seen a lot of things.
We didn't speak.
Not all the time. I like seeing that because I feel like you shouldn't really show that. If you from the hood, I shouldn't know that you can go through that.
Yeah, we done spent.
Or know that person that the top dog. I don't want to really see the top dog.
Moses. We done spent into some other shit. We don't know what. We didn't went off.
But you like it, though.
On a tangent.
You like
on
it.
Some other shit.
Right. You like it.
Yeah.
Play that.
We get the fuck out of here. Yeah, let's get to the motherfucking dirty dope of the motherfucking week.
I'm sick of this shit.
We don't give a fuck what you think of. What you, my nigga. We could 2B continue
talking
nigga.
Like he got a strip out here. Like that nigga come through, he gotta pay. Nigga, alright, let's move on.
I don't
this nigga, what's wrong with this nigga? Let's move on, man.
Alright,
we had enough.
Hold on, Dave.
Hey yo, CJ, cut this nigga mic off, man.
Hey Dave, hold up, Dave, look. Yo, Moses, what gang you repping?
Right,
yeah. What's going on?
I was just asking for the culture.
What set you claiming,
I was asking
bro?
For the culture.
Right,
I'm a podcaster. You a hater.
All right, there you go.
Just play your shit.
Oh, man.
Yo, a nigga come on your strip, the nigga gotta pay, you heard?
Get out of here. Just play both of your Willy Wonkas and let's go.
Oh, I'm pulling up to come get them Tubmans. Well,
yeah. This nigga Moses not playing by the bread, you heard?
Dirty Dope of the Week. I'm rolling with Hollywood Hemi featuring Moneybagg. Yo. All right, no, these niggas performed last night. Fat was stay homecoming.
Dave know how to cook.
Y'all niggas are stupid, boy. Y'all better chill out. Man. Let me play this shit, man.
What? Yeah, man. Chicken wings and fries.
Why this shit ain't?
Nigga ain't got no minutes.
Yeah.
Indie time minutes, nigga.
Wi-Fi, yo, not
call,
on.
Yo, remember when niggas say, yo, call me on.
This shit, yo, this shit playing, but yo, I don't
call,
hear it.
Call me after 9 o'clock. Remember niggas
is
just say
is it playing
that?
On there? Mm-hmm. Is it? Nope.
Call me after 9
I o'clock. Just stopped it.
He calling the number 9 so he can hear the music.
No, that's when it was free. Yeah. Mm-hmm. After 9
Get
o'clock.
Get the music.
Yo, call me after 9.
Call the music. I don't hot line.
There we go, CJ, my nigga, boy.
I do the dash on the up. I brought the racks out. All of the vehicles pushed off. Whip beat when it back out. I might just black out. Playing with this high tech. Plus I'm on purse too. Powered up like Goku. Ooh, I try to get this shit up, but fuck it, I backslide. I fuck on a model bitch that don't call. She say I'm on the bad side. I guess I'm the bad guy. I wear the nigga up baptized. It don't even matter like black lives. Say hello to the bad guy. Bad guy. I used to sit in the trap when shitting that bitch by the couch and the stove. Me and my niggas a couple of pistols. Burglar bars at the door. Yeah, show me the money I wanted. Sleeping with women that sleep with the hornets. I'm the baddest nigga doing it. Who knew I'd be such an influence? Yeah, I got like 10 on me in my Adidas pants. Baby, what is you doing? I look like an athlete, but they don't know my name. I say I play for the Bruins. Plug calling, he been sentimental. Just told me he loved me to death. I made him a million this year. When you love me to death, yeah, I ain't from Atlanta, but I brought the hawk. Pot luck, nigga, I brought the sauce. Don't fuck with no niggas, but I brought the bras. I just got bored and brought a new car. My nigga, I'm ready. No, really, I'm ready. My grandma said, boy, you a star. Be cautious, them people gon' try to come take you and put you somewhere behind bars. And I got a hoe that come see me on weekends. She on my being my secret. She scam with the visas. I call her Caesar. I put Gucci on all of my people. Drank by the leader, blowing a reefer. It's clear to see I'm undefeated. Now these niggas won't join us, can't beat us. I wake up and get money repeated.
I do the dash on the up. I brought them racks out. All of the vehicles pushed off. Whip beat when it back out. I might just black out. Playing with this high tech. Plus I'm on purse too. Powered up like Goku. Ooh, I try to get this shit up, but fuck it, I backslide. I fuck on a model bitch to no call. She say I'm on the bad side. I guess I'm the bad guy. I wear the nigga up baptized. It don't even matter like black lives. Say hello to the bad guy. Bad guy.
I need a O, a zip. Go break the gas out. They close the door at Phipps. I break them racks out. I'm fully loaded, whip. I blew the dash out. All of my pockets still for stuff. I look like a stash house. I got the baddest bitch in your city. She suckin' and lick it. I nut on her titty. Moneybagg, yo, the GOAT. I'm already a legend before I get finished. This shit ain't hard to me. You talk about practice, I look at this shit like a scrimmage. Why you so salty, G? Fast on the dude, like get your little bitch on my mention. Bitch, I diamond out my dention. Pop a perk, I'm high like fences. Told the judge, I'm towing your pension. I go fed, they commute your sentence. Yeah, working my magic like Penny. Bitch, I'm trending, still in Fendi. Yeah, I talk the plug to send it. Straight to the trenches, make a killing. Yeah.
I do the dash on the up. I brought the racks out. All of the vehicles pushed off, whip beat when it back out. I might just black out, playing with this high tech. Plus I'm on purse too, powered up like Goku. Ooh, I try to get this shit up, but fuck it, I backslide. I fuck on a model bitch to no call, she say I'm on the bad side. I guess I'm the bad guy, I wear the nigga up baptized. It don't even matter like black lives, say hello to the bad guy, bad guy.
Yeah, so that was Hollywood Hemi featuring Moneybagg Yo, bad guy. They got a video for that shit too. You got something, Dave?
Word, pass the aux, you heard. Thanks. Moneybagg Yo.
Shut
Moneybag got some shit. Why you trying to play Moneybag?
I fuck with Moneybag, nigga.
I ain't say nothing. Just go away and play it.
They perform at Fell State.
Yo, stop.
I'm just letting you know.
Just stop it.
Just letting you know, nigga.
Dave.
Shout out to Fayetteville State.
What you got, Dave? What's
this
up?
This is Rosé. This is Rosé.
Better.
Yeah. Calm down, bro.
Boy, this is Rosé, Prezi Supreme, and Trig. Uptown Trig, you heard? Bronx, stand up.
Stop you hurting me.
Hurt?
Huh?
You hurt?
Spice life, that's what we doing now? I got him. Press. Homie, I've been with the shits. They want me back to my old ways. Yeah. Walk in the club with my drips on. Shower the wrist with the rosé. Bitch, we as cold as it gets. Walk in the trap, it's a snow day. Diamonds dancing like a soul train. Light up the kush, let it rotate. Nigga, I'm keeping it lit. They want me back to my old ways. Gonna make me cancel a thot. Shower a bitch with the rosé. Got me trapping like the old way. Fuck a half, I need the whole thing. She addicted to the cocaine. Introduce her to the dope game. Yeah.
I used to be shopping at Notion, but now it's just Bloomy and Saks. I hit the plug and asked for a bag, and that nigga threw me a sack. My son hit the dealer, he asked for a Porsche, and that nigga threw him a lack. I hit the smoke shop and caught me a Cuban, and after I blew me a stack. Copped the Chanel, she wanted a Birkin, I bought her a Dooney and Burke bag. And we hit the jeweler, she drove me a Cuban, but that shit was puny, I curved that. Hop in the coupe and I swerve back. Bitches say, dude, you a dirtbag. I jump on the plane, got a meeting in Cali, my homie just flew me in first class. Nigga, I'm something you idolize. Let's get this shit finalized. Niggas be telling a lot of lies. I got that glow and I'm feeling revitalized. I'm whipping the farm and I'm smoking the sour. I'm taking the high roads. I pop a Xanax, I'm cruising through traffic. The reason I drive slow.
Homie, I've been with the shits. They want me back to my old ways. Walk in the club with my drips on. Shower the wrist with the rosé. Bitch, we as cold as it gets. Walk in the trap, it's a snow day. Diamonds dancing like a soul train. Light up the kush, let it rotate. Nigga, I'm keeping it lit. They want me back to my old ways. Gonna make me cancel a thot. Shower a bitch with the rosé. Got me trapping like the old way. Fuck a half, I need the whole thing. She addicted to the cocaine. Introduce her to the dope game. Stay in the streets, call it road rage. I gotta speak in the code name. Ain't the plug if you in hallway. Haters be talking, these bitches be on it. I got shorty sliding like home plate. Should I be surfing my old wave? They want me back to my old ways. You a actor, let a role play. You used to chicken with the low man. Now the coupe colored duck sauce. This for my niggas who hustle, who came from the struggling niggas still up north. Curving bitches ain't no love loss. Bring her friends, I give her one call. Ready to play, go for the tip. Treat the dick just like a jump ball. John Wall and this bitch. Whole squad get a rollie. Presidential, what they call me. Very rare, one and only. Flow Hall of Fame, you ain't with the gang, you can never be the homie. Get a word of trade, going for the win, I'm just bringing home the trophy. Homie, I've been with the shits. They want me back to my old ways. Walk in the club with my drips on. Shower the wrist with the rosé. Bitch, we as cold as it gets. Walk in the trap, it's a snow day. Diamonds dancing like a soul train. Light up the kush, let it rotate. Nigga, I'm keeping it lit. They want me back to my old ways. Gonna make me cancel a thot. Shower a bitch with the rosé. Got me trapping like the old way. Fuck a half, I need the whole thing. She addicted to the cocaine. Introduce her to the dope game. Get.
You heard?
Word.
You heard? Who the fuck was that, dude?
You can tell you ain't from New York.
Come
shout
on,
out to Prezi Supreme.
Yeah, but it's only Drake.
Uptown.
Do me like that, bro. Come on, bro.
Drake, what up?
This is motherfucking episode 46. We getting the fuck out of here. You can follow us on Twitter. Dirty underscore water underscore NC. You can follow us on Instagram, dirty underscore water underscore podcast. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. 914, what up?
That's on Instagram. I got an Instagram finally, dirty water underscore Lex. What's up, Moses? Get some type of social media, nigga.
Yeah, I do that.
Nah, whatever. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. On your Apple, man, rate us, man. Leave a fucking review. Tell us if we trash so we can work on it. But y'all don't want to tell us that we trash, so we're going to keep talking shit the way we talk shit, because that's what the fuck a podcast is. Let's get the fuck out of here. Europe?
Word. Can you please?